Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max, News Talk 830 WCCO. I mentioned that fishing weekend. Here we go. Game on. Where are they biting? Walleye, those feed bags. What do we got cooking? Rory Nelson is a guide extraordinaire in this area. I spent some time with him out on the lake the other day. Picked his brain a little bit, as much as he would allow me to. And now he gets ready to go game on. He joins us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Rory, thank you for joining us.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. You're getting excited. I can even hear it in your voice right there.
Yeah, this is going to time out for the St. Cloud down through the Twin Cities is maybe one of the better fishing openers in the last 20 years.
Really?
Most openers, you know, you're looking at 30-mile-an-hour winds, or you're looking at 25 degrees at night and 45 during the day. And this year, you're going to be able to go out at midnight, be in a pair of jeans, sweatshirt, and gloves, not to have to wear the hat. You know, it'll be nice.
Okay, let's break this down one at a time. Obviously, last night we have inclement weather and a chance of more tonight. What do those systems do to fishing a couple days out?
It's actually going to be beneficial for the shore fishermen, for the guys who are going to go out at night. And literally, it's going to bring the fish in shallower. Say if this storm was coming in on tomorrow just before midnight, the storms would push the fish around. The thunder, they don't like it. It would be a tough bite for a number of hours before they'd start calming down. With this two storms we've had back-to-back here, you have so much water that's come in. Even though it's 90 degrees, it's going to keep the water temperature down so it's not getting super hot super fast. It's also going to knock all the bugs in the water and all the worms come out of the ground. So now you're going to have the bass up eating the worms, the sunnies, the crappies. The walleyes are going to be up feeding on the bait fish. They're going to be eating the bugs in the water. And you're going to have a long enough period that everything's going to calm down, and it's just going to be beneficial. The channels will be having lots of fish in them. I think Tonka is going to be absolutely fantastic.
But you got to know how to fish Tonka. I mean, that's a big piece of water. And as you were explaining to me the other day, it's not just having the right spot. It's what time you're going to fish that spot. Explain.
Well, walleyes, you know, Lake Minnetonka's zebra, you know, zebra mussels are in the body of water. It's gotten extremely clear. Walleyes are not a fan of bright light. They're nocturnal feeders, or they like failing light, early morning, late evening. But it takes them a while to get up into the shallows. So, you know, going out at midnight till 2, 3 in the morning, if you ask me, it's going to be your best opportunity to get walleyes. The guys in the channels who go sit with bobbers, just casting out a minnow, it's going to be an excellent year for that. The fish are going to be up there. They just came off a spawn. Their feed bags are going to be put on. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. When you get up north, say, St. Cloud, the water's still too cold. Maybe the walleyes are still in spawn. It's going to be a week or two later. But for down here, it's going to be game on all species. The northerns are going crazy. The bass are going crazy. So the guys who want to go out early morning, you know, get out an hour before sunrise. That's going to give you your best opportunity to get walleyes on Tonka, Independence, Waconia. All those bodies of water kind of feed the same. And then as the morning progresses, I'd switch right to bass and northern and have an absolute blast because they're going to be up feeding from probably 7:30 till about 10:30. Once you're done with that, pack it up, head into the small little bays, bring your crappie rods. The crappie spawn is on. It is fantastic. You can get your limit of crappies in an hour or two. So now you get the whole entire gambit. And then if you want to stay out all day, head back out to the shallows starting around 7:30, 8 o'clock, and fish those all the way through dark until Sunday morning. And you'll have your opportunities best for walleyes.
Now, you slayed some crappies at Ron Scherer's crappie tournament on Saturday, didn't you?
Yes, we did very well. It was perfect timing. I actually had a buddy who was in the bay that we happened to go to the day before using high-end sonar equipment, and there was not a fish to be found in the bay we were in, and we had timed it out. It timed out perfectly that they had moved in that morning, and we started getting them, and they're all nice, you know, 10.5 to 13-inch crappies. We didn't get anything monstrous, but it sure was fun.
Now, one of the things that encourages me when I talk to you about it, Rory, I always worry about fishing becoming an expensive game between electronics and boats. But as we sat the other day and we're casting and having some fun on Lake Minnetonka, you pointed to their channel. You mentioned this earlier, and you said, and there were people there that were fishing, I assume, for crappies mainly. But you said they're going to do just as well as anybody else if they go at the right time. And they don't have electronics, and they don't have a big boat, and they might not have the best equipment on the lake. But it was so encouraging to hear that there's a way, at least this year, for people to have a really good fishing experience from shore.
They will. And also the people out in the boats, they can now go out, and you can't park in a channel and fish. Okay, you can't block the waterway, but you can troll through them. So guys go out, say, you head out at midnight. I would be fishing the channels or near the mouths of the channels up until probably about 3:30, 4 o'clock. And then as that progresses, they'll bend in the channels feed, and they'll start moving out to the breaks, the first breaks just outside the channels. So even the guys in the boats that may not have the best electronics, you can start in the channels, move out to the first break. You know, after about 7:30 in the morning, I'd go out to the deep side weed edge that you can find, usually 16 to 18 feet of water these days, right now at this time of year, and find that first good green weed patch, and you're going to find those walleyes are stacking up on those corners where the current's coming through because the current's bringing the bait, the bugs, and everything else. So everything else just falls. It just kind of falls into place.
Now, if you're going sunnies and crappies, let's say it's mid-morning, you're probably going to want to be at about 8 to 10 feet, I'd say.
I think you're going to probably even go up a little shallower than that. I think your boat should be sitting in about 7 feet of water, 6 feet of water, and you should be casting up. And don't be too scared to go up to 1 foot of water. Put your bait 6 inches down the water column, cast it up as close to shore as you can, and start retrieving very, very slowly, barely making the bobber move. And you'll find those crappies are going to be very aggressive. But we were catching them on Saturday in 2.5 feet of water.
Oh, wow. Hey, I got a text here from Mark who says he's fished Lake Minnetonka his whole life. He says, I've never used electronics. My pa said, I have to learn the lake. I have to smell the lake. Do you think everybody should start at least learning how to fish without electronics?
Well, I think it's the way I was taught. We didn't have electronics. I'm self-taught. The guys used to line up a house, a tree, and the water tower, and that would be, you know, a spot that you could go.
That was your GPS, right?
That was your GPS. Now, the availability you have on your phone, I don't think electronics are a necessity. I think you could get away with just using your handheld phone with the Navionics chip in it. You can read the contours of the lake in 1 foot increments. And I think you could go out and basically just start trolling depths that you can see on your phone. And once you catch a fish, you look down, okay, I'm in 18 feet of water. You can highlight your map 18 feet of water, and you know those fish are in roughly that depth, and then you just troll that, and you don't need electronics. You don't have to know if there's fish down there or not. sometimes seeing the fish so much and they're not biting makes you more frustrated. Sometimes it's okay not to know what's down there.
That's a great point. I know they're there. do you think that we in Minnesota get too caught up with the coveted walleye and you can miss on a great fishing experience, whereas if you would adapt and just say, hey, let's do sunnies and crappies, let's find northern pike and bass catch and release, those kinds of things, that you end up missing the boat, so to speak, pardon the pun, because there are great opportunities if you don't get too locked in on the walleye?
I think having a change in your game plan throughout the season, I mean, say right now, the next 2 weeks, all species are going to be going. It's just going to be fantastic fishing for the next 2 weeks. Bass, northerns, walleyes, muskies, all that's going to be feeding heavy. And as the season progresses, you get into hotter temperatures where maybe the walleyes aren't biting as well. Well, do you want to go bang your head against the wall and not catch fish? Well, maybe we need to switch to let's go for some bass. Let's drag some daredevils for some northerns. Change it up a little bit. The sunnies become so stacked up, in set spots during the summer, you can go out and throw on a slip bobber and have an absolute, blast with lightweight tackle catching big handful sunnies. That's having those opportunities. That makes fishing always more enjoyable. I will go for what is biting. I do not have to catch walleyes. It's what I prefer. But if there's a good bite of something else going on, I will definitely switch and chase that bite.
All right, Rory, so you're bringing a kid out for the first time, or a young kid, maybe they fished before. You're going to have one big advantage, and that's going to be the weather. It's going to be nice weather, so you don't have to worry about them freezing in the boat. What advice do you give to the father or mother or guardian that brings a kid out that is trying fishing for the first time or one of the first few times to make it a good experience?
I would start off, first off, if you're brand new at this, you got to get to your local bait stores. Why is it a bait and tackle? They're open till midnight on Friday. You go in there, you talk to them, you ask them what's going on. They're going to give you the ideas of where to go, what to use, the baits that you need. Now, if you're going out, I would have multiple species I'm willing to fish for. I'm not just going to say I'm taking my kid out for the first time, especially in a year like we're on today, and say we're only going to go catch walleyes.
Sure.
I would push away from that. I'd say, let's go out at be out an hour before sunrise. Let's go try for walleyes for an hour, and then let's roll up and let's go see if we can't catch some bass. And then from there, let's go try for some some crappies and sunnies in the middle of the day, and give that child an opportunity to catch multiple species. Then you're into some action, and the kid doesn't get bored. The thing that kills kids on fishing is boredom. If they're not having fun, they're not going to enjoy it.
Yeah, and if you mix boredom with cold, you got a bad combination, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. That'll turn kids off faster than anything. You need to be willing to say, as a parent, if the conditions aren't right, I'll take him up. When he says I need to go, you need to go. You got to get him off the lake. Make it as fun as you can. But on a weekend like this, multiple species, you could take a kid out for the first time. He will catch northerns, bass, sunnies, crappies, and even a possible walleye for the first time because everything is up shallow and feeding. So your opportunity is fantastic for this year to get a kid out, and the opportunities that exist for the next 2 weeks.
All right. Rory, where do people find you once this season gets going? I know the opening weekend you just fish alone, but after that?
You can find me at Wayzata Bait and Tackle. I will be there Friday night, 5 to 10 o'clock, helping Timmy dip minnows. You guys want to come in and ask any questions, we'll get you set up. And then after that, you can find me on Facebook at Minnetonka Masters Guide Service, or you can find me at the bait store. And I just want to say something. Shout out to Timmy and Bob. You guys done fantastic. It's a local bait store here in Minnesota. They were on the cutting edge back in the 70s when they opened up. And there's a possibility this will be the last opener for Wayzata Bait and Tackle. So, fingers crossed they keep the shopping mall, but there's a possibility they'll be done as in December. So don't be afraid to stop in. Say your thank yous to the guys. They deserve it. I wouldn't be the guy today that I am if it wasn't for those two.
Well put, and we'll talk about them later as we go through the fishing season as well. Rory, thank you so much, and thank you for putting it in layman's terms for us. I appreciate it very much.
Not a problem, sir. You have a good night. We'll talk to you soon, Mike.
You bet. Rory Nelson, nice enough to join us in News Talk 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.